Alright, so today we're starting the 8th bracha of Shemini Esrei. That is the bracha of Rufa'enu. In the bracha of Rufa'enu, we're asking Hashem to hear us. And the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis, says that why did Anshei Knesset HaGdolah put the bracha of Rufa as the 8th bracha? Mitoich shenitna mila b'shminis. Since the mila is given b'shminis, it's for a baby is supposed to have a bris performed on him on the 8th day. Shetzricha Rufa, that's a procedure that the baby requires a healing from. Therefore, the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah designated the 8th bracha of Shemini Esrei for Rufa, in order that, in addition to the tefillah for the various ailments that we have in Klal Yisrael, Nabach, so it should be also befrat a tefillah for the refuah that's necessary after a bris milah. And it's interesting that the Medrash says that after the first bris milah, after Avram Avinu had a bris and Malach Rafael helped cure Avram Avinu from the bris milah, so it says that the Malachim said, Baruch Ata Hashem, Roifeich Olei Amo Yisrael. That means this nusach of the bracha was already said concerning the healing of a bris milah, and therefore these days also, when we say from the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah the bracha of Rufa'enu and Baruch Ata Hashem Roifeich Olei Amo Yisrael, in addition to davening for the healing of all the sicknesses and ailments that Klal Yisrael suffers, we also have in mind all the rachanimals that had a bris milah, that they should have a refuah shleima b'zchus our tefillos. Now the nusach habracha is Rufa'enu Hashem v'nei Rafei Hoshienu v'niva Sheya Ki Sihila Seinu Ata, which means Rufa'enu Hashem, Hashem, you should heal us v'nei Rafei and we will be healed. Hoshienu, save us v'niva Sheya and we will be saved. Ki Sihila Seinu Ata, because you are our praise. So the source of this nusach, where we're saying Rufa'enu Hashem v'nei Rafei Hoshienu v'niva Sheya, is actually from a pasuk in Yirmiyah. Pasuk in Yirmiyah is in capital Yud Zayin, pasuk Yud Dalet. And the pasuk says there, listen carefully for the differences, but the pasuk says the same idea, Rifa'eni Hashem ve'ei Rafei, heal me Hashem and I will be healed, Hoshieni ve'iva Sheya, save me and I will be saved, Ki Sihila Si Ata, because you are my praise. The same exact nusach as what we say in Shemini Esrei, except that over there in the pasuk is a singular lashon, it's a lashon yachid. Whereas over here, it's a lashon rabbin. We say that Anshei Knesset HaGdolah altered the pasuk, changed the nusach pasuk of Rifa'eni Hashem ve'ei Rafei to Rifa'enu Hashem ve'nei Rafei, and further on in the pasuk as well, Hoshienu v'Yivashea Kisila Siyata, that lashon yachid, they changed over to a lashon rabbin. We find a similar thing, the Masadri Atfila sometimes do that, they take a pasuk and they change the not the tense of the pasuk, but if it's a singular lashon or a plural lashon. We had it in the beginning of davening in Matoivu, so a likud of a few different psukim. One of the things we say in Matoivu Oyalecha Yaakov is Vani Eshtacha Ve'echra Evrecha Lifnei Hashem Oisi. And there really is no such pasuk like that. The pasuk is what we're going to say tonight in Luchun Aranah in Tehillim Tzadiyei. It says in the Lashon Rabbin, Boyu Nishtacha Ve'vinichra Nivrecha Lifnei Hashem Oiseinu. Based on that, the Masadri Atfila said this pasuk, Avani Eshtacha Ve'echra, which is a variation of that pasuk. Which brings us to an interesting shiloh that the Poiskim discuss. It brings us to an interesting shiloh that there's a Toisefta, really a Brisa in Masechta Megillah, in the third parak, that says the following nusach. It says, Kol ha-kosov l'rabim, ein mechanin oisei l'yachid. Anything that's said in a plural lashon, in a lashon rabim, ein mechanin oisei l'yachid. You're not supposed to say it in a lashon yachid. L'yachid ein mechanin oisei l'rabim. If the pasuk has said lashon yachid, you shouldn't change it to rabim. So the Rishayim have a problem over here. How in Shemini Esrei do we take a pasuk that was written in lashon yachid and we read it in lashon rabim? And in Matoivu, they don't discuss it, but in Matoivu also we have a pasuk that was said at Tehillim b'lashon rabim, and we say it b'lashon yachid. So the Rosh in Megillah in the third parak in Simchav Dalet, it brings from Rabbeinu Yoina, very important klal, and this is the pshat here in this nusach. Rabbeinu Yoina says that only when you read the entire kapitel, if you read an entire kapitel in Navi or in Tehillim, and you read the entire lashon rabim in lashon yachid, or vice versa, that's a problem. You're changing the way the pasuk is really supposed to be read. But if you're saying a tefillah, and within the tefillah you quote psukim here and there, that's not a problem if the Masadri HaTefillah feel it necessary to change it from Lashon Yachid to Lashon Rabim. Therefore, over here, we're not reading through a whole kapitel, Yud Zayin and Yirmiyah. We're just saying this one pasuk, Rufa'eni Hashem Ve'ei Rafei. So if they want to change it to a Lashon Rabim in order to make it in Shemini Esrei a plural Lashon that we're davening for everyone, that is totally okay. The Rosh brings that from Rabbeinu Yoina, the Rosh adds, that makes sense, and that's why we're able to do it. We know the Tur was the son of the Rosh. The Tur brings this down in Arachayim, Simen Kufta Zayin, Srebeinu Yoina. And we've mentioned that the Avudram, who has a Pirush on Tfilah, is a Talmud of the Tur. The Avudram as well brings it down. The Avudram got it from the Tur, his Rebbe. The Tur got it from his father, the Rosh. They're all quoting Rabbeinu Yoina down to Aram Asayir. That's why we do it. That Rabbeinu Yoina says that only if you read an entire capital, you shouldn't change it from singular to plural and vice versa. But if you're saying a pasuk here and there, like here in this Nusach HaTfilah, so we're able to change it. Okay, what's the pshat in the actual Nusach? We say, Rifa'einu Hashem, Hashem, you should heal us. V'nei Rafei, and we will be healed. Save us and we will be saved. So what does that mean? We will be healed and we will be saved. So in the Oitzer HaTfilah Siddur, the Pirush of the Eitz Yosef. The Eitz Yosef brings from the Zohar HaKadosh in Parshas Balak that addresses mamish this pasuk of Rifa'eini Hashem Ve'i Rafei. And he says the pshat is like this. Hashem, we know Hashem sends us refuah min Hashemayim, right? But there are different ways that Hashem sends us refuah. Sometimes He sends it through malachim, through a messenger. The refuah shalema min Hashemayim, sometimes Hashem doesn't do Himself, He does it through malachim. But sometimes Hashem sends it through Himself. Hashem does lo yayidei shliach, lo yayidei malach. Hashem sends the refuah by Himself. The Zohar HaKadosh says in Parshas Balak that there's a difference between the two types of refuah. When Hashem sends the refuah through a healing agent, through a shliach, through a malach, it's not necessarily a permanent refuah. It could be healed for the time being, but we've heard in Rachmana Litzlan many times, a person has a sickness and it gets healed, and then the machla comes back. It comes back. That means the refuah wasn't a permanent refuah by Hashem. It was a temporary refuah that was done through a malach. However, when Hashem does the refuah Himself without any shliach, says the Zohar, that's a permanent refuah. That's something that never comes back. If there's a relapse of the machla, that means it wasn't Hashem that was doing the refuah. It was done through a shliach. So we ask Hashem. This is the pshat in the pasuk according to the Zohar, and that's the pshat in our tefillah. Refa'einu Hashem, Hashem, you should heal us, meaning yourself, Hashem, without any shliach. V'nei Rafei, and then we're confident that we're going to be healed on a permanent basis. Hoshi'einu, save us, Hashem, and Hashem should do it without sending any other messengers, any other malachim. You should do it yourself. V'nivashei, and then we will be saved. The Zohar says it on the first part. Refa'einu v'nei Rafei. We could maybe borrow the Derech HaLimud and say it on Hoshienu v'nivasheya as well. There's a pasuk in Yeshaya, in the Kapitel Memhei, that we say in the Slichas, Yisrael noisha b'Hashem, Yisrael is saved through Hashem, teshuas ha'ilamim, an eternal salvation. So that means when we're saved, we could say the same pshat as the Zohar by Refuah, that when it's Yisrael noisha b'Hashem, through Hashem, and not with the shluchim, with the malachim, so then it's teshuas ha'ilamim. So we ask Hashem, Refa'einu Hashem, and then we're confident, v'nei Rafei, it'll be a permanent Refuah. Hashienu, you should save us, v'nei Vashaya, and then our salvation, our Yeshua, will be on a permanent level as well. What's the next Nusach Kisei L'Sein Wata, because you are our praise. I found that Nusach very strange. Because you are our praise, that's why you should heal us. So I saw in the name of Rav Yecheskel Abramsky, says a beautiful pshat here. A nice insight. What's the pshat Kisei L'Seinu Ata? Says, many times, how do we get the refuah? How does a person get healed from a sickness? A lot of times it's through going through doctors and taking medication. And a person can fall into the trap of thinking that really what's the siba of his refuah? What's the reason for his refuah? Who's bringing him the refuah? The doctor. I chose a good doctor. I did my research. I chose a good doctor. The doctor is the one. This guy is very talented and very big mumcha. So he was the one who did the refuah. And this medication, they just came up with it. They found out that this is a great medication to take. And it's the medication that's really doing the refuah. And because a person could fall into such a trap, we tell Hashem, don't worry. You could heal us. You are the one that we are going to praise. We're not going to praise the doctor. We're not going to think that it's the doctor that did it or it's the medication. You don't have to worry that we're going to fall into that trap. You should save us and give us refuah. Ki sehila seinu ata. Ata. You, Hashem, are our praise. You are the one who we're going to attribute the ultimate refuah to. This is a very big yisoid, not just in the Pirush HaTfilah of Ki sehila seinu ata, but it's a yisoid in general that it's important for a person to internalize going through life. We should never need, lo yaleinu, any refuahs that are out of the ordinary. But it comes up, sometimes a person needs it, or sometimes b'nei mishpacha, or friends. The Rajba and the Tshuva elaborates about this. And the Tshuva's HaRajba's in Chelek Aleph, Simen Tuf Yud Gimel, 4:13. The Rajba talks there about how the Derech HaOlam, when a person has a machla, he chooses the best doctors and spends a lot of money. And if everything goes well, so many times, Rav of the world is like this, they attribute the refuah to the doctors and to the medication, and he says a person has to make sure he's not blinded from the truth. You have to realize that although you have to give thanks to the doctor and to the hospital and to everyone who helped the person while they were sick and helped them get better, but in essence we have to realize that the refuah is really coming from Hashem. And the doctors and the hospital and the staff and the medication, that's all really shluchim, messengers of Hashem, in order to bring the person the refuah. But what is the source of the refuah? Refa'enu Hashem. Hashem is the one who is the source of the refuah. That's what the Rashba says over there in the Tshuva, and that's what Rabbi Chaskel Abramsky says is the pshat in our tefillah. Hashem, you could bring us refuah and salvation, ki sehilaseinu, because our praises unto you, we realize that it ultimately comes from you, and everything that we have in this world is just serving as an agent and a messenger for the refuah that Hashem is. Okay, then we continue in the bracha v'ha'alei refuah shalema l'chol machliseinu. That means you should bring us a complete recovery, or refuah shalema l'chol machliseinu, for all our ailments. Refuah shalema means not just to be cured, but completely cured, which means not only complete as opposed to a partial cure, right, as opposed to being a little bit better. It should be refuah shalema, that a person is mamish gezunt and he's ready to go back to avodas Hashem. Not just that it should be a complete refuah, not a partial refuah, but in addition to that, refuah shalema means a permanent refuah. Just like we said from the Zohar and Parshas Balak, that when Hashem gives us the refuah, it's a permanent refuah. It's not a refuah that's going to have a relapse and come back the sickness, chas v'shalom. What it means is that Hashem should give us a refuah shalema, complete refuah, and complete refuah means that not only that it totally goes away now, but it's a permanent refuah, like the refuah that comes straight from Hashem. And then the bracha continues, Kikel Melech Roifeine Amon V'Racham Onata, which means you are Hashem, are a king, a Melech, Roifeine Amon V'Racham On. You are a faithful and compassionate Roife. You are a healer who is faithful, Nemon V'Racham On. You're merciful, you have mercy on us. And what's the pshat that we say that when Hashem heals us, he's a roifei, Nemon V'Racham On? I saw a beautiful insight from the Torah Tamima. He has a sefer on tefillah called Baruch Sha'amar. Name was Rav Baruch Epstein. So, on the things that he said, he called the Sefer Baruch Sha'amar. So, the Sefer Baruch Sha'amar on Tefillah says a beautiful inside pshat, Kikel Melech Roifei Neman V'Rachamon Ata, that you are a Neman and Rachamon. He says, by a human doctor. A human doctor, it's almost impossible many times for a doctor to display his faithfulness, to do the proper procedure, and also his mercy at the same time. Sometimes a doctor has to do something that's against his Midas HaRachmanis. He has to give a painful treatment, he has to give a shot, he has to perform a very delicate and painful surgery. Sometimes he even has to amputate a leg or an arm. If a doctor is overcome by his Midas HaRachmanis and he says, you know what, I'm not going to give you this medication because it tastes very bitter. I'm not going to do this procedure to you because I know it's very painful. And the last time I did it, someone, they cried out. So then he's not being Nema, he's not being faithful. And if he's being faithful, so he's not using his initial midas harachmanas to be able to be merachim and not hurt the person. So, but the real ultimate rachmanas of the person is taka to do, of a good doctor, is to be neman, because that's what you go to the doctor for. But the midas of neman and rachman are contradictory when it comes to a roifei basav adam. He sometimes has to be mevater on his rachmanas, on his initial rachmanas, in order to be a roifei neman. Whereas by Hashem, we say Hashem is a Kel Melech Roifei Neman V'Racham Anota. Hashem could be a Neman, faithful to do the healing that he's supposed to do, and a Rachman at the same time display his Rachmanus. Because Hashem could heal us without surgery, and Hashem could heal us without medicine. Hashem could heal us without any pain. So that's what we praise Hashem in the Baruch of Rifa'enu. We say, Kikel Melech Roifei Neman V'Racham Anota. You are the only one who could be the Roifei Neman V'Rachman, trustworthy to do the proper healing, and at the same time, Rachmanus, that you don't have to inflict any pain on the patient. And then the chasima of the bracha is, Baruch Ata Hashem, Roifei Choylei Amo Yisrael. Hashem is the one who heals the sick of his people Yisrael. And we have to stress over here that Hashem heals not just people in Klal Yisrael. The healing that the Goyim have when they have a refuah shalema from a sickness, that also, as we know, comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. How do we know that also comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam? We say it every day in Asher Yatzeh many times. We say Roifei Chol Basar, Mafli La'asayis. Hashem is a Roifei Chol Basar. All Basar Adam, all human beings are healed ultimately by Hashem. So Hashem is Roifei Chol Basar. Why do we end over here Roifei Cholei Amo Yisrael? So the pshat is that even so, even though Hashem is Refeich al Basar, we mention specifically that Hashem is Refeich al Amo Yisrael because Hashem gives special attention to the health of Klal Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael, when Adam Mitzrayim, Hashem was Maftiach them, Im Shamaya Tishma Lekol Hashem Elokecha, if you continue to go in the ways of Hashem, I will heal you and I won't give any sickness that I gave to Mitzrayim, Ki Ani Hashem Refeicha, because I am Hashem, your healer. It's a pasuk in Parshas Peshalach right before Chamishi. Ki ani Hashem roifeecha, I am Hashem, your healer. So even though Hashem is the roifeichol basar, but therefore here in this bracha, we make special mention that Hashem is roifeichol le'amo Yisrael, because Hashem cures the chol le'amo Yisrael and gives special attention to the refuah of Klal Yisrael. And isn't it interesting that the bracha of Rifa'enu has 27 words? It's 27 words in the Tur. And Siman Kuf Tes Zayin says, what's the significance that the bracha has 27 words? Because it's connected the 27 words that are in that pasuk in Parshas Peshalach. Vayomer im Shamaya Tishma Lekol Hashem Elokecha, which ends off Ki Ani Hashem Roifeecha, it mentions Hashem is your healer. So that's why if there's 27 words in that pasuk, so this bracha is a remnant to that. But according to what we're saying now, that's talk of the content of the bracha. It's not just that Hashem is Roifeich al Basar, that's an Asher Yatzar. But it's Roifeich Chole Am Yisrael, that's stressing the Nakuda of Ki Ani Hashem Roifeecha. That Hashem, that we express our recognition that Hashem is, and we ask that Hashem continue to be the Roifeich Chole Am Yisrael. Just one last thing on the bracha of Rifa'inu. It's kedai to mention that in Shulchan Aruch it's brought down in Simin Kuf Yotes, Sif Aleph, if a person knows of a sick person who's dear to him, someone in his family or a friend of his, someone that he knows about, the proper place to ask for achman is to ask for a refuah shalema, for a specific chayla, not just the general lashon of refei chayla amo Yisrael. The proper place is here in the bracha of refa'inu. And the poskim say that the proper place is right after the words l'chol makaseinu. Then you say a special tefillah for that yachid, and then we continue. And in many siddurim there is a yiratzen, many people say it. There's a yiratzen, a nusach, you don't have to make up your own nusach, you have the nusach here. That you should send a refuah shalema min hashamayim to a specific chayla. Besides shar chayla Yisrael, you include him in the other chayla Yisrael as well, but you mention his name specifically, that's a special segula for that person to have a refuah shalema. It shows in our tefillah that we're not just worried about our own refuah, but we're worried about other people as well. And if we know of other chaylim, it's a very, very nice minig that a person should find out of other people that are sick and to daven for them in the bracha of Rifa'enu. I saw a very interesting psak though that I want to share with you, because I think it's a very practical psak. The psak of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. It's brought down in the Sefer Halichai Shlomai in tefillah, which is many of the minhagim and the psakim of Rav Shlomo Zalman. So on page Kuf Hei, in the Sefer Halicha Shlomo, they bring down that Rav Shlomo Zalman used to passkin for people that you shouldn't daven for a specific chayla, for the same chayla every single day, three times a day. Because what happens when you do that? It becomes routine. It becomes like, unfortunately, some of the rest of Shemana Esrei, that you go into the same nusach and a person doesn't have the proper kavana. Your tefillah should not be a tefillah's keva. It should be a tefillah's tachanunim. That's based on a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, in the second parak, Mishnah Yud Ches, says, Kishatam is Balel, when you daven, Al tas tfilas chakeva. You shouldn't make your tefillah routine. El rachamim v'sachanunim, you should be into the tefillah and beg for achmanis. You should concentrate on what you're saying. So surely when you're davening a bracha that's not from the Anshei Knesset HaGdoyla, you're davening your own nusach, that a person is davening for a specific yachid, for a full shalem, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, you shouldn't daven every day, three times a day, for a specific chayli. You should take a little break. One day, don't daven for him. And then the next day, come back. If he still needs it, come daven for him like this. You'll have the proper kavana. In addition to being a psak from Shlomo Zalman, it's a very practical eitzah. I find that it helps me have kavana. You daven for a chayla. Sometimes you daven for a chayla who has a sickness for 6 months, and you daven and he becomes like part of Shemana Esrei. You don't even know. You find it 6 months later. He died 3 months ago, or he got better, and you're not even concentrating anymore that you're really davening for that person. But if you take a break a little and you don't daven for him during Mincha, you daven for him only Shachris and Meir, or on Tuesday and Wednesday you don't daven for him, you go back to daven for him for Thursday, then you make sure that what you're saying you're really concentrating on, that ensures the fact that a person is davening with the proper kavana, that this chayla should have a refuah shalema, b'soich shar chayla Yisrael.